This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. Today you're going to listen in as I speak with Mary Manzer. Mary is the director of the Financial Management Office at ARDEC. Over the years, ARDEC has garnered many awards for their IT savvy, including the Malcolm Baldrige National Quality Award, and most recently, the Gartner 2009 BI Excellence Award. Here, Mary discusses the role IBM Cognos software has played in creating a singular financial management system, one that champions continuous improvement and a results-oriented mindset across the organization. Can you tell us a bit about ARDEC?
Certainly. ARDEC is the Armament Research, Development, and Engineering Center. It is a part of the Research, Development, and Engineering Command, RDECOM, that is part of the Army Materiel Command of the Army. Our mission, in plain language, is to support the full life cycle of guns, ammunition, and fire control for the Army. However, we do a number of joint service missions, and we support across all the services with much of the ammunition requirements. We have about 3,200 people, 2,000 of which are technical, and that's in the ARDEC proper. On the property, there are about 4,500 civilians who come to work every day. And as well, you know, in talking with Cognos, I'd like to highlight our biggest award, which was this year, just a month ago, was the Gartner 2009 Business Intelligence Excellence Award, which we're very proud of.
Can you take us back to some of the issues your organization faced prior to IBM Cognos software?
In the early 90s, we were using a standard Army system at the time, and we didn't have a lot of variety. We could only get information in really two formats. And this singular center purchased some licenses, and they started creating reports in Cognos and segmenting the information and making it more useful for the users. It would help me zero in on exactly what it was I needed. That decentralized mode quickly became a centralized financial management function here, where the ARDEC had a singular financial management function instead of each technical center having their own. The real impact of Cognos came when we became an Army pilot site to morph our financial system into an ERP. And as you can imagine, it was a huge culture change. I don't think people realized what an impact it was going to have on people's workday. Every report is delivered in Cognos, no matter what the source of the data is. And that's what makes it nice, the consistency of the delivery. The second improvement that we've done was a single process for requesting new reports. I guess what you could say is that we are in a state of becoming, a constant journey, a continuous improvement cycle. And that is, I believe, that culture both in FM at ARDEC and ARDEC as a whole is what has brought us the amount of national recognition that we've been able to garner over the last few years.
At IBM, we're very focused on outcomes. Can you speak to some of the benefits of the solution?
It is amazing when you start down these journeys, what can be quantified out of what you think is something simple up front, and then you cascade it out, you know, the potential that these capabilities provide you in saving resources. Because we never leave our competency of financial management, sometimes we don't redirect our thought appropriately. You know, when we look through what a cost avoidance may be, we have evolved to be a results-driven organization. That is our focus. Everything we do is measurable. And with the idea of cost avoidance always behind it. And that is true even down to our individual metrics in our performance management system as well, our individual performance management system. I hope to continue to drive down the cost of these activities. The thing that I see, though, is there will always be the next evolution you know. So I think we can't be enamored with the potential of literal savings, and we have to focus on how can I increase my capability. If I have a little bit of additional resources, what can I do to give that next generation of information to my customers?
Are there any stories that stick out in your mind where users were really blown away by the information you're providing?
Well, I know that my core team is always blown away with the capability. I think that the way I have things structured is, team leads with leads out in the field. And the real eurekas are, I think our best eurekas are yet to come. Let me tell you that. When we actually push out the additional licenses and we give this capability to the newer technical community, well, to everybody, but I'm counting on the newer employees, we are going to see such fabulous comments back. The interesting thing is the combinations of data that we can put together in a singular report. But I think we still have those stories to tell.
Can you tell us about some lessons learned along the way?
The important thing, I think, is talking about changing behaviors. It's so simple, but we learned our lesson a long time ago that you can't force a tool on 100% of a population. But what you can do is embody a culture that recognizes and demands continuous improvement. You're in the right state of being, you know, and I think that's the bigger thing. You know, the lesson learned isn't the particular, it's the process behind it. So I think that's the ultimate best practice, is that you really need to alter the way you do business, and you need to think of yourself as being 100% service no matter what you do. This is what made Arctic a change. Was we just because our mission said we were armaments for the Army didn't mean people had to come to us. People had a choice. And we sat for many years thinking we were entitled to work. And until we realized that it was to our benefit to talk to people, to pulse them, how are we doing? We didn't want to hear how great we were doing so much as what are we doing wrong? What did you expect? What were your expectations? Were they met? When they weren't met, how were they not met? You know, doing actually the whole dissection of a process to figure out what do we have to do to become world class? And that's really it. I mean, and understanding that you never settle for today. You're always looking, what can I do better tomorrow?
For more information on how IBM Cognos software is helping government agencies worldwide, please visit ibm.com/cognos/government.
IBM Cognos solutions let you track spending, analyze progress, and report on the outcomes of your economic stimulus spending. Visit us at ibm.com/cognos for our latest white papers, podcasts, and web demos, and find out how all levels of government can better manage their economic stimulus funds. That's ibm.com/cognos.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.